Hi, my name is Amy, and I'm the proud mom of three boys. Their ages are 12, 11, and almost 8. I've been separated and ultimately divorced for 3.5 years. Tonight, I want to share with you my experience of God's work in my life as it relates to divorce and children. So, a little about me and who I am. I'm the youngest of three girls. When I was younger, if you asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would tell you, I want to be a mom. Not just any mom, but a mom just like my mom, married to a dad just like my dad, with a life just like the life we had. It was perfect. And as I grew up, went to college, I orchestrated my life and my choices to fit my plan. I went to a Christian college, dated guys who had the potential to offer me the life I was searching for. I married the summer after I graduated from college. I started working to put my husband through medical school after medical school. We moved so he could start residency, and within the first few months of residency, we got pregnant with our son, Britt. When Britt was 6 months old, I found out I was pregnant again with our second son, Graham. When Graham was born, I retired from my relatively short career to live the easy life of a stay-at-home mom. As a new mom with two very young boys, life felt very out of control, especially for someone like me who prided myself in order, control, and perfection. I worked very hard to keep up the front that two babies were very easy and very easy for me, and that I had no worries. But inside, I was a wreck. Most days, I felt angry because my husband was never home, and afraid because the life I had created wasn't turning out just like I had planned. When Britt was 2 and Graham was almost 1, my husband finished residency, and we moved to a small Texas town to open our very own medical practice. With a 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a husband who was starting a new practice and was rarely home, I was tired, angry, and desperately tried to maintain control and create a perfect life. When Britt was 3 and Graham was 2, I found out I was pregnant again. However, when I was 7 months pregnant, I found out my husband had been involved in a long-term relationship for the past 1.5 years. I learned about other issues he had as well, and my hopes for a perfect life officially spun out of control. But I was not going to give up that easy. I had worked too hard and too long to create the life I wanted. I'd invested too much, and I deserved more. My husband said he didn't want our marriage to end, so he ended the other relationship, and we started to work on our marriage. When our third son, Ben, was born, things got better for a time. I was able to manage and control my boys and my husband and his behavior, or at least I tried, by obsessing and using my emotions to manipulate and control him. The next 5 years was spent in a cycle of him making similar choices, me leaving with our boys, him promising to do better, and me trying to ensure that he did. I found myself obsessing, angry, and disappointed. After 14 years of marriage, 7 of which were spent in this vicious cycle, I gave up and I filed for divorce. I hadn't worked in almost 10 years. We lived in a small town with no job market, and I felt like my life was officially wrecked. I would like to say that it is here that I found Jesus. Nope. I had been a professed Christian and active church member my whole life. However, it was at this point in my life that I came to the end of myself. And I hit my knees literally. And all I could pray was, God, help me. This was my prayer for quite a while. But I still didn't know what I was going to do. So I waited. Psalm 41 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and he heard my cry. I waited for 6 months after I filed for divorce before deciding life needed to move forward somehow. When I realized my husband was not going to change his ways anytime soon, I started job searching. And I prayed for clarity as God faithfully led me through this time in my life. One example of God's provision at this time was a visit from a dear friend. She drove from Dallas to see me when she heard all that was going on in my life. She was a member of this church called Watermark. She encouraged me to remain open to reconciliation, and she also encouraged me to move and to attend Watermark. To make a long story short, I moved to Dallas with my boys. I was also blessed to find a job with my former employer almost immediately. I went from being a full-time stay-at-home mom for years to a career-oriented woman who was driving downtown every day, dropping my boys off at school to eat breakfast, and then picking them up after dark on most days. It was a dark time in my life as a mom and my boys' life. I was detached. I had moved my boys over 3 hours away from their dad, but I kept telling myself they would be better off. My motto became, "Children are resilient." You see, in my pain and my loss, I lost sight that I was not the only one who had lost everything that I wanted. They had too, and had very little ability to understand what was going on. Luckily, their dad pursued them and moved to Dallas, if not to put our family back together, at least to be near his boys. This was a huge blessing. Their dad wanted to be closer to them, and they were able to see him more. So in the midst of this tragedy, I started to see God blessing my boys and me. He also blessed us with a church home at Watermark. He led us to a Watermark where he has faithfully loved us through the people we've met here. We've been blessed to be a part of so many of the ministries that are offered here. God started healing us right here in divorce care and at the single parent family ministry, where we developed authentic friendships and have been accepted and loved unconditionally. My boys have been in On Your Mark, Crossroads, and now Wake. They have all been opportunities where strong Christian men have poured into my boys and cared for them. Another significant area of growth for us has happened in our community group. Although somewhat new to the idea of living in community and living authentically, we have experienced amazing love of Christ's family with the relationship of our community group. Most recently, God has led me to celebrate recovery. I believe remaining open to the healing power of Jesus through these ministries has made such an impact on me and made me a better mom for my boys. If I look back over the past 3.5 years, I want to share with you some of what I've learned. I'm thankful I moved slowly and I fought hard for my marriage. I can look at my boys in the eyes and tell them that I gave it all that I had. I regret not remaining more engaged with my boys immediately following our move to Dallas. We've made a lot of progress in this area, but I regret the significant loss they face, losing their mom who was once always available. Some of the things my ex-husband and I have done and are doing well. We're committed to staying positive when it comes to speaking of each other in front of our boys, and this is a challenge sometimes. We don't use our boys as messengers or spies. In fact, we've given them permission to call us out on it if we slip up, and we do. Their dad and I have also agreed to work together so their dad can see them as much as he's able because of his career choice. His schedule is tough, but I try to remain as flexible as I can, and he does too. Are there times when I wonder if I can do this another day? Yes. I have days where I'm so tired of this life that I'm not sure where I'll get the energy to move forward another day. And it's then that I'm reminded of Matthew 11:28-30, where it says, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." If I think too far in the future, I still get overwhelmed. The lie that Satan wants me to believe is that God isn't big enough to handle my life, my needs, my boys' lives, and their needs. The enemy wants me to believe that I need to grab hold and control all of it. But the truth I find in Scripture tells me, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Deuteronomy 31:6. And be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. Ephesians 6:10 and 11. I still have many lessons to learn, and I humbly admit that I will not handle them all well. For someone who loves to be in control, it's very hard to have so little control, especially when my boys are with their dad. I no longer have a say in what they do, what movies they watch, what video games they play when they are with he and his wife. No matter how much I love my boys, I still know that God loves them more, and he is always with them. Genesis 50:20 says, "Don't be afraid. I will continue to take care of you and your children." So in closing, I want to leave you with this scripture that is by my bed, and I read it frequently in the middle of the night when the enemy attacks me. Isaiah 40:28 through 31 says, "Have you not heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Thank you for listening.